Safe and fun for the whole family. 88.9 Shine FM every Wednesday. I love this. Chatting with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Mike, we have been on this journey of understanding the dual continuum model and specifically what moves us from languishing to flourishing. People can go back to the podcast on our website and listen to our June and July tapings. But here is the third vitamin. Socialize, building warm and trusting relationships. So to develop that sense of belonging that flourishes feel, it's really important to build or rebuild the community around you that allows you to engage in the other four vitamins. Languishing goes way up in later life. It's very high in young adulthood. Then it declines until about the age 70, when all of a sudden it goes boom. Dr. Corey Keyes says that loneliness is a big epidemic at the moment, and it is part of languishing. But it's only one of 11 problems that result from languishing.
Hmm.
But take time this summer to build warm and trusting relationships. So if you haven't talked to your best friend in a while, do so. Help your kids lean into friendships. And remember that friendships have less to do with easy conversation starters than on our willingness to let ourselves be fully seen without censoring or performing, and to find people with the emotional maturity to do the same for us. Next, the fourth vitamin is play, Mike.
Yay.
No better time to play than in the summer. Oh, and as an adult in this life, we have to recapture this sense of imagination and creation. Unfortunately, what is happening, and especially with a lot of our teenagers, is that they're spending too much of their time engaged in passive leisure, where you sit back and consume the music and stories that are presented to us through various streaming devices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it can be good and entertaining, but it is not helping us flourish. We've forgotten how to create and share our own stories like we did centuries ago. So it is really important, and Dr. Corey Keyes emphasizes this in his book, Languishing, is that we take time to nurture things like building Lego, trying to see if you can make latte art, maybe go crazy and build a charcuterie board that looks amazing, or just drive to the next town to discover a new antique shop. So don't forget to play this summer.
Some good suggestions there. You don't have to tell me twice, but you may need to rustle up my kids off their devices. I'll see what I can do. Anyway, great
okay.
information there, Kimberly. Thank you. Eckertcenter.com, the website to check out.
Yes, so we have all of our services listed there. And, of course, you can click the About Us page and see everybody's photos and read their bios and click the appointment button to go to our booking system and choose the right therapist to begin working with your family so that you can flourish together this summer.
Beautiful. Great topic. We will wrap up next week. As Kimberly mentioned off the start, if you missed something over the last few weeks, you can always go to the podcast section of EckertCenter.com and get all caught up. And when you're online, make sure you go to ShunFM.com to the contest page. You might win a free initial visit at Eckert Center. Thanks so much, Kimberly. We'll wrap her up next week.
Thank you so much. Take care, Mike.
You too.